Jean-Pierre Lumumba from the Windsor Golf and Country Club in Nairobi, Kenya, talking about the continent of Africa. This great continent that has great prospect. And the question, and indeed the question that we ask about her, include her ability to be great or greater than she is. We already know that when conversations are held around the continent of Africa, sometimes the doubting Thomases pose the question, isn't Africa too heterogeneous to work together for her general good? Is Africa as divided as she is into many post-colonial nations, not too divided that she cannot realize a common vision? To answer that question, I invite those who care about the continent, that there is no shortage of them, to read Ali Mazrui's book, The Power of Babel. And in that book, Ali Mazrui departs from what we know more about the Tower of Babel. And he talks about the power of Babel. And he reminds us that heterogeneity is indeed the very essence of beauty. He reminds us that when we talk about an orchestra, it is the beauty and the mixture of the instruments, and indeed the beauty and the mixture of different tones, that makes the orchestra great and makes the orchestra an orchestra. When I look at Africa today, her heterogeneity is in prospect her strength. And it is our strength in different ways. Culturally, the Yoruba of Nigeria may be different even within Nigeria itself from the Ijo or the Ibibio or the Kanuri. But if they identify the things that are unique and common to them, then that would be the recipe for the kind of development that Nigeria needs. And if you come to the southern part of Africa and you find the Pedi and the Zulu and Xhosa and the Tswana and their differences, you will discover that where one is strong, one is weak, and it is the weaknesses and the strengths that are put together that will reduce the weaknesses and enhance the strengths. If you come to Tanzania and you find the Sukuma and the Nyamwezi and the Wahaya, and you come to Kenya and you find the Agikoyo and the Luo and the Abaluya and the Kalenjin, and indeed throughout the continent of Africa, you find that there is beauty in diversity. Indeed, history has demonstrated not once nor twice, but times without number, that whenever a people who are heterogeneous choose to identify what is in their best interest, then they can circumnavigate those weaknesses and do that which is in their best interest. And when we talk about contemporary Africa, we must always understand that that Africa must be understood in the context of our recent history and our past history. We will be told, courtesy of history, that Africa has always moved forward when she allowed her different peoples to trade amongst themselves. You only have to read the history of the Abakongo to know how those great empires were built. You only have to read the history of the Zulu to know how those empires were built. You only have to read the history of the Benin and to know how those empires were built. And without romanticizing history and without being stuck in history, the question that we must therefore ask, how can and how should we in 21st century moments such as we have use those differences in a manner that is going to help us move in the right direction. You know, frequently when one is in meetings where they are Africans, and you remember Africa was colonized by different countries, you will see there is a struggle as to which language is going to be used as a language of communication. When the Angolans are there, they say, we want to communicate in Portuguese. When the Senegalese are there, they say they want to communicate in French. When the Libyans or the Egyptians are there, they want to communicate in Arabic. When the Zambians are there, they want to use English. And of course, there are others who want to use different languages, courtesy of the language of the colonizer. But today we recognize that the differences in languages is not something that ought to be condemned. But the only thing that we must do is to give pride of place to African languages. Today, for example, we have agreed, African Union in fact has agreed, that one of the things that we can do to ensure that our unity is communicated in one common language, we use the Kiswahili language, which is a language that is already being spoken by more than 300 million people in the continent of Africa. We are saying, therefore, that our unity can be enhanced if we identify that a single language will be a medium of communication to communicate our science, to communicate our art. But that does not mean that the other languages will die. It does not mean that Kanuri will die. It does not mean that Venda will die, or Pedi will die, or Chinyanja will die, or Chichewa will die, or Kihaya will die. They will all be celebrated as a part of our culture, because culture is now a multi-million dollar industry. And if indeed culture is a multi-million dollar industry, how can we use our heterogeneity to ensure that that culture is enhanced and given its pride of place through our interactions? You know that many of our artifacts, which are based on our culture and heterogeneity, are now to be found in museums in Europe, such as Le Louvre or Guggenheim museums, or the British Museum or the American museums. If we want to bring them back and use culture as one of the engines for purposes of development of the continent of Africa, we can do. And the message we are sending, therefore, is that Africa's diversity is one of the engines that we can use to strengthen her standing in the world. If we go into the area of science and you look at the same question of heterogeneity, and you go to countries such as Mali, and you will discover that the people called the Dogon had knowledge in the arts. In fact, those who are in the business of looking at African history through anthropology and through history, such as the great Senegalese Cheikh Anta Diop, has told us that the Dogon were some of the masters of astronomy before Europe and America ever recognized how the galaxies were organized. The Dogon were already organized and were capable of articulating these things in a manner that confounded the world. How can we use the Dogon for the purpose of using that traditional knowledge for ensuring that Africa is helped to grow in a unique manner? And when therefore we talk about the value of heterogeneity, the value of diversity, and the essence of those things combined as being critical to Africa's development, we are not for any 1 minute trying to romanticize history. We are not for any 1 minute trying to be sentimental about history. We are confronting a very contemporary question, a question that those who want to dismiss Africa as incapable of being an integral and important player in world affairs by saying, you are too dangerously divided, you can never come together. Our answer to them is, no, we are not. We are merely diverse. And our diversity has sometimes been used by our detractors to divide us. But the scales on our eyes are now beginning to drop, and our vision is being enhanced. The wax in our ears is beginning to melt, and we can now hear a lot more loudly and a lot more eloquently what it is that we ought to do in order to use our diversity for the sake of developing the continent of Africa. You know, this continent is also unique in her ability not only to celebrate our diverse culture, but also to welcome other cultures. Look at the continent of Africa and see how she has succeeded in welcoming other civilization. She has welcomed people from Lebanon. She has welcomed people from Europe. She has welcomed people from India. She has welcomed people from China. She has welcomed people from Arabia. And we are saying to ourselves, we are not in the business of discrimination. We are in the business of telling those individuals or groups of individuals that when you come to the continent of Africa, you add to our diversity, and we want you to have faith in the continent of Africa if you must and should help her grow in all the different directions which will help her to realize her potential. You know, it used to be said by those in the know that there is so much to be done, so little time, that even if you had 10,000 years, you would not achieve what you want to do. But we know that if each one of us, if each of the components of Africa were to play their part, then each one playing their part can make sure that we do that which requires 10,000 years in a short time in our lifetime. But it's also true that when we talk about Africa, as they say in the language of the Chichewa and in the language of the Chinyanja, that more important to Africa is not her children, but the children of her children. In other words, when we talk about diversity, we are telling ourselves that what we are doing now for the continent of Africa in our diversity is to ensure that future generations participate in the agenda of what will make Africa sustainable and continuously respected. So, friends of goodwill and fellow Africans, wherever you are, let us remind ourselves that our diversity is our strength. Let us remind ourselves that the beauty of the continent of Africa lies not in her ability, in her diversity only, but her ability to use that diversity for the sake of addressing the issues that confront her. And there are many issues that confront the continent of Africa like others confront them. Whether it's the question of poverty, let us use it for purposes of confronting poverty. So that if one group are farmers, let us use their farming ability using contemporary ways of improving farming. If others are grazers or keepers of cattle, let us use that ability. If others are fisher people, let us use that. And I say this because Africa, as we speak now, is in the business, as Ali Mazrui once again famously said, consuming what she does not produce and producing what she does not consume. But yet I believe that given our diversity, which with it is contained our ability to do different things in different ways, we can make Africa a continent that thrives and make diversity the fuel that will catapult Africa into the realm of sustainable progress. Diversity is our strength, not our weakness.